Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, I'm gonna talk this.
What
in the name of Jesus, I can have everything good of the earth be given to me by him. In the name of Jesus, there will never be a time that I have to fight the devil and I cannot win. In the name of Jesus, I lose all strongholds that the devil has over my life. In the name of Jesus, when I save a thousand to a safe pen, so I thank the Lord for my wife. In the name of Jesus,
I want to thank you for what you showed me, what you told me.
In the name of Jesus,
I want to thank you for your love and watching over me.
In the name of Jesus, I don't have to go through what I went through anymore. In the name of Jesus, I don't have to, and that I got you in my life evermore. Come on! So now I just look when I need the word. In the name of Jesus, you took a crook, gave him a new look, now he speaks the word. In the name of Jesus, it don't matter what we did, tell it to the Lord and he forgives. Whatever it was, right or wrong, I'ma take it with the hurt and I'm coming home.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor for March 5th, 2014. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nelson Frazier tribute show, the life and times of him, of this wonderful man. We have on here is Nelson Frazier's wife. Nelson Frazier is also AKA Big Daddy V of WWE. Let's go to the line for Miss Cassandra Frazier. Hello?
Okay, what would you like to know?
Yes, your husband was actually a wonderful man.
He was a great man. He was a great man. Anybody that knew him knew he was a good man. He never hurt anyone. He was a great man. And he would do anything for anybody. And I loved him very much. He's the only man I ever loved, as a matter of fact.
Right. And I still remember, like, 3 or 4 months ago, he gave my goddaughter a happy birthday also.
Yes. Yes, and he would write anybody an autograph. You know, he would take the time to, even after working hard all night, he would do autographs for anybody. You know, he was a good man, take pictures, just whatever, you know. And I think he deserved the best.
Right. Yes, he was, and I still remember as a kid when he first started on WWF TV with Bobby Horn, that's his partner Mo. He was actually like a 20-year-old young man.
Yeah, he's been wrestling his whole life.
Right.
Well, not his whole life, but you know,
right.
Ever since he was 20 years old, I guess. Yes, that's what he wanted to do. That's what he loved to do.
Right. And he was actually the more one of the main African American men that was on that main roster during the mid 90s,
yes.
And Mo.
Yes.
And yes.
They didn't get a job too, you know.
Exactly.
Very good entertainer. Very good entertainer. Anybody would tell you that. He got people, millions of people that love him, and then you got the stupid people that don't really know anything. They don't know nothing, and they just want to start rumors and stories, and you know, and for all I can say for them people is, you know, they're haters, whatever.
Right, because they don't have no life. That's all they can do.
Yeah, what have they ever done? You know what I'm saying? What do
right.
they do? You just sit back and talk on the computer, just type on the computer. You know, they don't know nothing.
Right.
But my husband was a good man, and he is a legend no matter what anybody says. And I might have ran my mouth a little bit and said some really bad things, and I do apologize for that, but I was grieving, and I had people insulting him, and it just hurt me, you know. And since then, I have apologized because I don't want to ruin his legacy, you know, because he earned that. He deserved that, and I don't want to ruin that for him. Even though I'm still angry, but I do apologize for all the rude things that I've said to anybody. WWE, I apologize. You know, I apologize to anybody that I've said anything bad to, because I really should have just kept my mouth shut, but I couldn't. I was defending him. He can defend himself because he's not here no more. This man died in my arms. I loved him, and now he's gone. And I'm just sick of hearing the rumors and the things that people were saying, and they don't even know what they're talking about.
Yes. They just don't know what they're talking about. They
don't. If they'd have ever met him, they would have known that he was a good man.
Right.
He lost 100 pounds. You know, he was doing really well. You know, it's like the jokes about him being big or whatever, but I guarantee you he was a good wrestler, and he was agile in that ring, and he was better than any other big man that could have got in there and did it.
Right. He definitely did a whole lot of things. He was a good worker.
Very damn good worker. Yes, he was.
Right. And definitely him and his partner Mo became the first, the second black African American team to win the tag teams at the time.
He kind of paved the way for other black wrestlers. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He really did. And he gave a lot of other big guys motivation to do what he was doing.
Right.
And he deserved to be respected for that, not insulted.
Right. And he came from an athletic background.
Yeah, he went to wrestling school. You know, he did his part. You know, it's like people are crazy. I don't know what's wrong with this world. It's crazy. It's something to talk about. You know, everybody just wants to be in everybody's business. You know, if you don't have something good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Right. And I still remember right there in 95, he was the first African-American to win the King of the Ring tournament.
That's right. Very, very proud of that moment. Even
mm-hmm.
though we was not together then, but I still knew, you know, him as a wrestler back then. I wasn't really even a wrestling fan, but I heard about that.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely was a main eventer. Or,
yeah, I'm very proud of him. Everything he's ever done, everything I'm proud of. And he got Hall of Fame in England, you know, and so him and Bobby Horn did, and that was, and I guess Oscar too, Men on a Mission, but that was really, he was proud of that. We were very proud of it, and he deserved it. They all did.
Yes, he was just one of down to earth guy towards everyone in that locker room and also outside.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
he didn't do drugs. He didn't drink. You know what I'm saying? He didn't smoke. He was just a good man. You know, he taught me how to be a better woman. You know, that's why I apologize for all the bad things I said, because it's like I knew he wouldn't want me doing that, and so I had to really sit back and think about what I was saying and apologize for all the things that I had said about, you know, WWE or whatever, because people are right. It's not WWE's fault. It's really not. But at the same time, I just thought he deserved more and better recognition, you know. That's all, you know. I was grieving, and I'm still grieving, and people won't leave me alone.
Right. And I think also that some of these people don't understand how it is to be married. They haven't had no relationship. That's the problem right there also.
Yeah, we told each other we loved each other every day. We had a res- respectful relationship. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you really got to love somebody to, you know, I defend him night and day. I don't care. People tell me, well, don't respond. I'm going to respond because who else is going to defend him? Who else? He's not here to defend himself. He's only got me.
Right.
Even though I'm going to tone it down because it's like I said, I don't want to ruin his legacy because he earned that. And so I think the best thing for me to do is to start ignoring people, stay off the social media because it really makes me angry to read some of the things that they're saying. But at the same time, there are a million people that love him. 3 to 4 or 5 million people love him. You know, he's a god in Japan. So, you know, for every person that has something bad to say, there's a million that has something good to say.
Right. And I still remember even he did so well in Japan, and even other companies like TNA four times.
And Japan was no joke. They really fight over there. That's like, it really hurt my heart to watch some of the matches. It just, every time I watch the wrestling, you know, people say, is wrestling fake? You know, no, wrestling is not fake. The storyline might be fake, but the bruises, the injuries, that's not
right.
Fake. I feel for each and every wrestler that wrestles. It's barbaric, you know, and I put my heart out to each and one, every one of them, and especially the ones we've lost. You know, it's like, it's kind of not fair, but, you know, that's what they chose to do.
Right. He actually did it over 300 dates a year.
Yes.
With that company.
And that's exhausting. It was exhausting for me, you know, because I had to be away from my husband 300 days out of the year. You know, that's crazy.
Right.
But I dealt with it, you know, because I loved him.
Right.
And I still love him, and he's still my husband, you know. And,
right.
and it's like I miss him. I miss him very much. And I just I'm overwhelmed. I'm highly overwhelmed. You know, like I said, we just laid him to rest. He was cremated, but we just had his service yesterday. And it's like, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my whole life. And now I feel lonely without him. He was my best friend. He's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And
like,
so when these people that are saying these negative things, when you lose your loved one, they'll see how I felt. They'll see why I said some of the things I said. But then I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know what? My husband would not have wanted me to do that. And so that's why I apologize, because I was wrong. I was very wrong, and I do apologize. But like I said, I'll defend him to the end, you know, because I have nothing that can be taken from me anymore. He's already gone. There's nothing else anybody can take from me.
Yeah, man. Yep. God is looking out for him also.
Yes, he is. I think God needed a bodyguard, a big bodyguard up in heaven, and that's what he did. He just said, I need you, Nelson, because he was in a lot of pain lots of the times. And, you know, because the harder the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, it really hurt me just every time he would wrestle. But, you know, when that's your career and that's what you do, that's just something you have to deal with, and it hurts the families. You know, not just the wrestlers, it hurts the whole family. And fans need to respect that it's not just a game. That's hard work.
Right.
And every wrestler that wrestles, they deserve a lot more than what they get, I tell you, because I could just get slapped and fall down and stay down, you know, 30 minutes. It's like they're really tough. And I put my heart out to all of them.
Right. He's been in the ring with mostly everyone in the business.
Yes, everyone. Everyone, and they all adored him. At least I think they did. Now, I don't know, you know, all the stories, but, you know, I do know we talked a lot, and I do know he never had nothing bad to say about anybody.
Right.
He truly did love Vince McMahon, you know, Stephanie, yeah. Triple H. He loved them all. He never said nothing bad about any of them. I was the one doing the trash talk, but he didn't deserve. He just didn't deserve me. I shouldn't have did it, but I was angry, you know. I was mad at the world. But now that he's laid to rest, you know, I sit back and I thought about it, and I guess he just came to me in spirit and told me to stop it, you know. Don't ruin my legacy, and I'm not going to do it. And so truly am sorry for everything that I did say.
Yes.
Even though I might have missed some of it, but I'm sorry.
Right.
I truly am, you know.
Right. And that's definitely he was a wonderful guy.
A wonderful guy. He'd do anything for anybody, anybody. And he loved his fans.
Yes. Would you like to speak to my co-host, Tommy Lee?
Who?
My co-host, Tommy Lee.
Who? Why would I want to do that?
Yes, because he also has insight also on...
Okay, put him... Yes, I like to speak to him, you know.
Okay.
Might as well.
Tommy Lee?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
This is Miss Cassandra Frazier on... you was one to ask her something about Nelson Frazier.
Oh yeah.
Hello,
Miss Frazier. I'm glad to meet, glad to talk to you.
Hello, it's
husband,
nice
Rasko.
Talking to you.
Thank you. And I saw your husband Rasko live in person. I mean, mm-hmm. It was just like a month.
He was a bad man, wasn't he? He was a bad man.
He was a bad man. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was a bad man.
He could go with the best. And he had a presence about him. When he came to the ring with a presence, I was like, wow. I was a little bit in awe with him.
Awesome, awesome. That's why I can't understand why anybody can say anything bad about him. You know, it's just, I really can't understand. You know,
well,
he did a lot for a lot of people.
And what you said, he was entertaining too. I have to admit, though, he made me laugh when he was Viscera, and it was a Monday Night Raw, and he was chasing this diva named Miss Jackie, and he was chasing her. And he had a big smile on his face. He said, "You're mine."
Big smile. He had the most beautiful smile in the world. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was laughing. It was hilarious. It was good television. It was good entertaining.
Back then, them were the good wrestling days. You know, that's when people really watched wrestling and really enjoyed it, you know. It's like I kind of, you know, started watching wrestling that, you know, a little while ago. But I didn't get with him because of him being a wrestler. I got with him because I fell in love with him because of who he was. And I didn't really truthfully want him to wrestle, but that was his career, you know. I couldn't change that. It scared me, you know. It scared me a lot. And I had a right to be scared because now look.
It's like that athletes in a lot of sports, they're away from their family and everything, and they go through a lot of stuff, you know. Wrestling is a hard lifestyle. But I have a question for you.
It's a very hard lifestyle. Excuse me?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Your husband was around during the Attitude Era. Which character was his favorite? Did you like? Do you enjoy being King of the Ring, or did you enjoy being Viscera?
I think he enjoyed being the Love Machine better than any other.
Oh yeah.
Truthfully, the Love Machine. And when I say that, he really was a Love Machine. He really was. That was no gimmick. Because as sweet as he was, you know, he was just absolutely wonderful. And the ladies loved him, you know. So I really think that was his favorite. My favorite was Big Daddy V because he was a heel, you know what I'm saying, and he was the bad man, and he was, you know, that was my favorite. Actually, I was the one that came up with some of his tattoos that he had, and they were awesome.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, for the Big Daddy V. It's just Big Daddy V didn't last long because he had, you know, he got pneumonia, and so he had to end up missing WrestleMania that year, and after then, everything just, you know, kind of went downhill because he loved being in the WWE. He loved it, but things never, you know, were right after that end, so. But he had me. He had me. We had each other, and so.
Which wrestlers did you hang around him? Any wrestlers that you met that you, like, had good memories of? Like, a lot of wrestlers, wives could talk about other wrestlers and how they came over to their house and ate dinner. Any wrestlers, you know, you and your husband hung out with a lot?
Well, not necessarily, because you got to think, they worked all the time. They didn't ever have no time for pleasure. And so, if I could say any of the wrestlers that he loved them all. They're all brothers. They all call themselves brothers. Because, like I said, he never said nothing bad about any other wrestler ever to me. Ever. So that's a good man, because, you know, a lot of men just will insult another man and then be right back in their face, you know, being their friend. But that wasn't his style at all. And he wouldn't allow me to do it either. So he taught me a lot of things. He taught me how to be a great woman. Until he passed away, and then I just went berserk, you know, but I think I'm feeling better now because he's resting, and he's in a better place, I guess, and he's not in pain anymore. So, you know, I got to appreciate that he's not hurting. I miss him. I miss him dearly.
Now, I have to admit, though, unfortunately, I know he wrestled in Japan. I don't see any of his matches in Japan because
He was champion. He was our tag team champions in Japan with a guy named Totoro. I think that's his name, Totoro. Yeah, people in Japan loved him. They thought he looked like a Buddha.
Yeah, he did have a unique haircut about him, too.
Yes, yes.
The way he had his hair.
Excuse me?
His haircut. I mean, he had a mohawk.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was one of the first ones to start that haircut. I'm not sure, but he was one of the first.
And I remember in 1995. Yeah, he was one of the first. And
he did it himself, too. Nobody did it for him. All these gimmicks these wrestlers come up with, they do it themselves. You know, nobody helps them. You know, it's like, it's hard work. I could never do it, and I'm sure a lot of people could never do it because you got to be tough to do this kind of work. You just can't get in there and say, "Oh, wrestling's fake," and you just can't do it. You have to be tough, and you have to have the strong mind and be willing to not be afraid of pain and not be afraid to die. Actually, to do it, because he told me several times he wasn't afraid to die. And that hurt me to hear that, but that's just the mind frame of a wrestler, you know. It's they love what they do.
Yeah, as a fan, I love seeing what they do. I mean, I go crazy when a wrestler does a big move.
Yeah.
I lose my mind. I love it.
True, yeah. And believe me, he could get on the top rope and jump just like the rest of them could.
Oh, yeah. I remember 1995.
Man.
Yeah. I remember 1995. He wrestled Big Daddy Cool Diesel for the heavyweight championship.
They still talk
that was
about
a pretty good
that. Match. Yeah, they still talk about that. Unfortunately, I never seen it because after a while, I stopped watching wrestling because I didn't want to see him get hit. I didn't want to see, you know what I'm saying? I just couldn't stand to watch it because when you're married to a wrestler, it's not the same as being a fan of a wrestler, you know? You don't want to see that. You just don't want to see it, you know? And I just, I tried to take care of them the best I could. You know, they come home, they're sore, they're in pain. They all the driving they have to do, the flights. You know, it's just it's crazy. That's the hardest job in the world.
What advice would you give to a woman who's dating a wrestler who's getting ready to get married to a wrestler? What advice would you give to a woman who's getting ready to get married to a wrestler?
Before she married a wrestler, to be prepared to be... that's a good question. You got to be prepared to be very nurturing. You got to be very nurturing. You got to understand. You have to... You know, you can't just marry a wrestler and expect him to be jolly all the time, you know what I'm saying? Because they have to rest. They need to rest. They need to meditate. You know, they need to just a lot of things. I didn't realize it when I married him, but I love him the same, you know, and I took care of him the best I could all the time.
Right, he was definitely a good family man also.
Yes, yes, he loved me. He loved me with all his heart. He told me all the time. He was my husband. He was not a wrestler to me. You know what I'm saying? He was definitely my husband, and I've lost him, and I'm alone now. So, but like I said, I can't blame wrestling for that. I can't blame Vince. I can't blame nobody. It was just his time to go.
Yeah, he definitely was also appeared in a couple movies also.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yeah, and I don't think a lot of his fans realize that, but he could also sing. He was also a good singer too. So he was good with art. He could draw. You know, so you know, people think wrestlers just can't do nothing but wrestle, but that's not true. They have a lot of talents. A lot. So they just know what they see. They don't know nothing else.
Right. And
How did your husband, you know, I know you nurtured him, you know, through his, you know, his aches and his pains, but how other ways did he live with his lifestyle? Because wrestlers, you know, they live with aches and pains. They have different ways of coping with certain things. So how did he manage to cope? I mean, he didn't complain on anything.
He managed to cope because I gave him love as much as I could. I just loved him. I loved him, and I loved him, and that made it right. You know what I'm saying? Because when he was hurting, I would massage him. I would do anything I could to make him feel better. And that's what got him through as long as he got through, you know. You just got to love him and support. Support is the main thing, is you got to support him. You can't argue with him a lot. You can't give him a lot of, because you never know. These days, you know, the wrestlers die the next day, and they seem perfectly healthy, you know. So you just you gotta love someone and just be the best you can to them, because you never know when your time is up. You never know. And so that's what I did. I gave him all the support in the world, and I loved him as much as I could. And he told me right before he died in my arms, he go, "I love you, baby." And I just can't get that thought out of my head.
I understand that. But you were definitely a good wife to him, definitely. I was a very good wife. A lot of wrestlers wish they were married to someone like you. I know that, because a lot of wrestlers have a lot of divorces and wives that don't support them and all this stuff, but you stuck by them. You were definitely a good woman.
Mm-hmm. Anytime he went anywhere, he was in a rush to get right back home to me, and I was in a rush to get him home to me, you know? He mm-hmm. always called. He would always keep in touch with me. We were always talking, you know, baby, you okay? You okay? I'm worried about you, you know. I just had to support him. That's all you can do is support them with everything you got and be good to them because, you know, wrestling will take 10 years off of your life, if not more.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah,
Did he ever want to do 43.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Did he ever want to do anything else in the business? Did he ever want to book matches?
Well, I mean, perhaps he wanted to do a lot of things. But once you wrestle for 25 years, you tell me, what are you going to do?
Oh, okay. I just wonder because sometimes, like, some wrestlers work behind the scenes after they retire or...
Yeah, well, then
some
wrestlers make more money than other wrestlers, too, though. You got to consider that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's very true. Everybody's not... treated equal.
Well, yeah.
So who am I to say, you know? Who am I to say, you know? I just know that, you know, some own millions of dollars and some own thousands of dollars, you know? Some had big, 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 nice houses and some didn't. And it's not to say that they didn't spend their money right. It's just that they never made what other wrestlers made. So... You know, you take it for what it's worth.
Yep, you're right on that.
Yes. Ms. Cassandra, do you have anything else? Because the show was wrapping up in a couple more minutes.
Okay. Well, basically, I think I said all I need to say. But like I said, no matter what, no matter what anybody says, he is a legend. There's a lot of smaller wrestlers couldn't do what he done. You know what I mean? He's a good man, a very good man, and he never hurt anyone. He never said nothing bad about anybody. And up to his last days, he just was a good man. That's all I can say. He loved everybody. He loved all his brothers, all the other wrestlers. He called them his brothers and sisters. They were all a close family, and he adored each and every one of them. And so I'm going to take his obituaries, and I'm going to send each and every one of them that I can get a hold to, and I'm going to send each and every one of them that couldn't make it to his service, I'm going to send them a copy. Well, I'm going to send them one of his obituaries just to show how much he loved them, because I know he did. I know he would have wanted me to. It is, and matter of fact, I did went and got everything today to get it sent off, and I'm going to send them off in the morning. I already got the addresses, and, you know, I think that's just something that should be done because he would have wanted me to, so I know he would have.
All right, thank you for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you also for your time.
Right. You and your family have a blessed evening.
And the same to yours.
All right.
Okay. You all done?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You have a nice day.
All right. You too. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the wonderful Cassandra Frazier. Yeah, we're running out of time. You can catch this archive on blogtalkradio.com or on Facebook at Wrestling Is Fact. This is Wayne Benitez signing off.
I'ma talk this. I'ma walk this. In the name of Jesus. I can have everything good off the earth be given to me by him in the name of Jesus. There will never be a time that I have to fight the devil and I cannot win in the name of Jesus. I lose all strongholds that the devil has over my life in the name of Jesus. When I save 1,000 to a safe pen, so I thank the Lord for my wife in the name of Jesus.
I want to thank you for what you showed me, what you told me.
In the name of Jesus,
I want to thank you for your love and watching over me.
In the name of Jesus, I don't have to go through what I went through anymore. In the name of Jesus, I don't have to, and that I got you in my life evermore. Come on!
I know. name of Jesus. You gave me the book, so now I just look when I need the word. In the name of Jesus, you took a crook, gave him a new look, now he speaks the word. In the name of Jesus, it don't matter what we did. Tell it to the Lord and he forgives. Whatever it was, right or wrong, I'ma take it with the hurt and I'm coming home. In the name of Jesus, I've been away for far too long, far too long. In the name of Jesus, but people perish for lack of knowledge. They all too strong, let's get it on. In the name of Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. I repent for my sins and right this moment am a beginner. A baby in the spirit, let me go. In the name of Jesus, please let me go. Come on.
Say what's on my mind. You saved my life a thousand times. Gave me a dream that came to be. Open my eyes so I can see. I've had my ups and had my downs. Until you touch